At 6:06, we have clouds and 67 degrees in Tulsa on our way to 84. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa's Brady Street is no longer named for pioneer Tate Brady, a man with ties to the Ku Klux Klan. Instead, it has been named after famed Civil War photographer Matthew Brady. Tulsa City Councilor Blake Ewing made the street name amendment.
There wasn't a whole lot of defense for Tate Brady in these emails that we got. The defense was over the word Brady and the district of Brady. And we heard several people say anything, just stop honoring Tate Brady.
The official name of the street will be M.B. Brady. Inside the area of the downtown corridor, it will be nicknamed Reconciliation Way, much as 15th Street is called Cherry Street. Only Councilor David Patrick voted against the change. Councilor Ariana Moore was not at last night's meeting. The adoptive parents of baby Veronica are back in court. They filed a motion in Tahlequah for a hearing this morning. It calls for the child, her biological father, his wife, and the girl's paternal grandparents to appear in court this morning at 9 o'clock. Well, nearly 3 months after a twister blasted more and devastated two elementary schools, students are headed back to class.
The classes resume today in temporary buildings until Plaza Towers Elementary and Briarwood Elementary are rebuilt. The May 20th tornado killed 24 people, including some young students, and wrecked scores of homes and businesses. Although most families say that they are ready to return to a familiar routine, parents and teachers say many children in the Oklahoma City suburb have fears that are still fresh and have more healing to do. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The Tulsa Fire Department is looking for Hispanic recruits for the fire service. Jose Reza is the fire department's recruitment officer, and he says it is a tough task.
To date, we truly do not have a workforce that reflects our community, but that's our efforts, is to reach out and to make those partnerships so we can make this job accessible to our Hispanic community.
The biggest obstacle is language. He says the department is seeking more firefighters with bilingual skills. We have more on this story coming up at 7:35 this morning. Tulsa City Councilors meet with County Commission Chair Karen Keith to talk about a possible tax extension compromise. City leaders want a former county tax included in a $9 million package, but the county wants a criminal justice tax, and there is worry about voter confusion. Councilors are not inclined to go with splitting the tax or extending the tax period.
I'm not talking about vision.
No, I'm just saying that's the last polling that was done, and that wasn't that long ago.
But have you polled the public lately? I mean, we've gone out with our package, and
we have not told the public.
We've talked to the public.
Although there's no agreement on a compromise, negotiators say they will continue to meet. Law enforcement leaders in Tulsa County, originally enthused over the Justice Reinvestment Initiative, are disappointed it has stalled at the state level. A lack of funding means prison growth has not been curbed in Oklahoma. And Tulsa County Undersheriff Tim Albin says it's part of the reason the county is moving ahead on its own.
Yeah, we're disappointed because we thought it was a good initiative and we thought it was a good concept and we wanted to see it through. But and perhaps it'll get resurrected and we'll see what happens. You know, we've got to move on to focus on what our needs are here and now. And that's why we're doing this initiative petitions, because those needs are here right now. They're not something that we can look at down the road.
Still pending in district court is a request by Sheriff Glanz to have the Department of Corrections come and pick up all of its state-ready inmates. Our weather forecast, fog and clouds will burn off, partly sunny by lunchtime, a high today of 84. It'll be partly clear tonight, 62 for an overnight low. Right now, clouds and 67. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.